If you could be an animal, what animal would you be?
Honestly, anything flying.
You think flying?
Like a hummingbird would be lit.
You think hummingbird?
Because I can go like this.
Yeah, like that. But they're the only birds that can fly backwards, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah, what animal would you be?
Octopus. I feel like they're the humans of the ocean.
With the eight fingers?
Eight tentacles?
Yeah.
Octopus are crazy smart.
Why?
I don't know. They're just so smart. I feel like I watch so many documentaries on octopus probably more than any other animal.
Yeah.
Because they're so smart. And I feel like they are like the humans of the ocean. Or like you would think they're so smart. Why would they not be like the humans of the ocean? Like why would do they not like run everything like we do on Earth, on ground?
You know, I saw a thing on Instagram. I got hit by an ad. I think it's perfect for you.
What is it?
Because you literally started this podcast like, oh, yo, octopus.
I love octopus.
It's like this book. Every single page is like really amazing facts about things.
Yeah.
And you flip a page like, oh, the octopus is da, 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 da. Yeah. I'm going to get it for you.
Octopus are so cool.
Dog, this you is know, episode 99. You know that?
Octopus, like, I was watching this documentary. Is this episode 99?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
This episode, you know, I was watching that.
But I was watching, and they had one guy that was taking care of the octopus. There were two guys.
Okay.
One guy would come in, and he would poke it with a stick. Not enough to hurt it, just to annoy it.
Okay, like, okay. Yeah.
And then the other guy would always give him a piece of fish.
Yes.
And then they said eventually when the guys came in, the octopus would start reaching towards the guy that gave him fish.
Oh.
And then they would, like, pull back if the other guy was like near them.
Oh, interesting.
And they were wearing the same outfits, so they could recognize faces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're like little newborns.
Yeah. They're so smart.
Newborn baby. That's cool, bro.
Yeah.
So what's up with you, man? I heard there's a lot of things going on.
My fiance booked a big role.
Yeah.
She flew out. Green wallet gang.
Remember episode 94 when we said, gotta get the Valentine's and green wallet? It works.
Yep.
Shit up works.
So we all got green wallets because the feng shui thing is supposed to bring opportunity and wealth to you.
Yep.
So Roy got the green wallet. He got like an offer on his studio. I got the green wallet. And then I got all these crazy brand deals.
Yep.
Alexis got a green wallet and she got a big role, biggest role she's gotten in a while.
Yep.
And anything with Monette?
Monette got the green wallet. Well, technically it's
she got the house offer.
Yeah. We got a house, but then we found out it was a duplex.
Yeah.
And then they appraised it and it was cost like 20% more than like what it's worth.
There you go.
I'm like, all right.
There you go.
I'm about to give her the baby one too so she can get some brand deals.
Yeah, what's she gonna put in it though?
What do you mean?
She don't got no ID, no credit card, no nothing.
She got birth certificate.
Oh, you can put that in your wallet?
Huh?
You can put that in your wallet?
No, but I can get her a passport card with the birth. Oh, so I gotta get the passport card. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's the hack.
That's crazy. I didn't get a passport till I was like 23?
Oh, yeah.
22?
I had to get mine early.
And so, like, I never left the country until then. I never needed a passport. But now your baby's going to have a passport from the get-go.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. We might go on a little trip after
this. Is it the same as a normal person's passport? Like, it's just a picture of a little baby in there?
Yeah.
It's
literally the picture of the baby.
No way.
It's actually pretty cool. I wish we get to keep, like, our old passports.
You already have it?
No, we didn't. We still gotta go to the post office where they do it.
Yeah, they take a picture, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. It's you know what's crazy? Daylight savings.
I hate it. It's so dumb. It's so, like, why?
Just
I feel like if a president got rid of it,
bro.
They would be loved. They would be like, thank you, finally, somebody did this.
Like, I freaking hate the extra daylight. I love when it's, like, sun at 6 a.m., and I love when it gets dark at 5. It's my favorite
thing.
What do you mean, no?
What do you mean?
I thought that's what you're talking about.
No, everybody likes the other way.
I like it the other way.
Why?
Because that way my bedtime's earlier. I used to like it the other way, but then since my bedtime is like a little earlier, I don't mind the darkness at 5.
You're the only person in the whole world that likes that.
No.
Yeah.
This is normal.
No, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure because I don't want to, I guess like the only thing that's cool is if you wake up at like 6 a.m. and you like to wake up to sunlight.
Yeah, that's
but
amazing.
But who wakes up at 6 a.m.?
Me!
Yeah, but who, that's why you're weird because a lot of our friends industry, they don't have to wake up at a certain time, but you still wake up early. Most people I know that have our, like, we run our own show.
Yeah.
Wake up at like 9 is the earliest. Because we don't have a job to get to.
That's the beauty of the daylight savings. You get the daylight in the morning. And then it's dark at 5, which is like, Homo sapiens, yeah. Okay, you and I,
yeah.
Back in the day, 5 o'clock is natural for our bodies to kind of go to sleep.
Yeah,
that's why it's supposed. It's not happening now because it sucks. But when it did happen, that's how humans are supposed to be.
No, I don't like it. I want the sun to be around longer. I don't want it to get darker earlier in the day. Then I get tired and it's only like 7 p.m.
I'm whatever, like, man. I'm pretty sure a lot of people agree with me on this one.
No, comment down below. Which one? Chat. Put ones in the chat.
No, bro.
If your team.
That's why it's called daylight savings. Daylight and savings in the morning.
You're crazy. They did it for farmers back in the day, but they don't need that anymore. I'm sure even farmers are like, why do we got to do this daylight savings time thing?
I hope they ban it, but like...
The other way. You're crazy.
I'm serious. That's
if they did that, there'd be riots. There'd be riots in the streets.
Dang, bro.
They'd be like, why did you pick that way? What'd you think of my streamer friend Guapo?
Guapo's
AJ.
Cool. Yeah, he's a young one. Kind of like just his lifestyle, just the way he like, you know, I did this, wake up like that. I'm like, dang, you're young, dude.
I know. He's like, oh, I didn't sleep last night. I was like, what?
I know.
It's like, it's because he's playing video games. I don't even think he was streaming it. He was just playing video games.
Yeah, dude. I mean, back in the day, that was lit. That was pretty fire.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I went out to 2 in the morning. 3. I can't even stay out until past 10. That's already too late for me right now.
Like, and he said he woke up yesterday at like 2 p.m. And then he stayed up all night, and now he's going back to sleep, and then he's going to be up all night again.
And that used to be my schedule, too, honestly. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
At his age, cool. Same thing. Yeah.
Like, when we first moved here, that was my schedule. Wake up at, like, 1 or 2.
If you could go back to, like, early 20s, would you still sleep like that?
Would I still sleep like... No.
Me either.
I'd be more disciplined and more healthy.
Yep.
When I hit my 30s, it's like... good, prime.
It's like I wish I would have been taking care of myself in my 20s. But when you're 20s, you feel invincible.
Yeah.
Like, everything's fine. Like, you're fine.
Yeah. The thing is, like, we could have done it, but we had no one to guide us to that point.
Yeah.
Like, right now, you can just go on, like, online and Instagram, Reels, and there's, like, a lot of, like, motivators. Like, oh, you can do this. 90 minutes a day, this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Back then, it's like,
you just guess. You're like, like my parents did this back in their day, so I should do this too.
Yeah.
Now there's like, oh, actually, there's studies for this, studies for that.
Yeah. Oh my God, I got to get this Bowflex, bro.
Yeah.
that's not even a thing.
Yeah. But he's doing good. I like him. It's a good to, like, I always click with people that, they're just not using you for clout. They're not trying to do anything. Like, they have no ulterior motives. Mm-hmm. Like, we just chill and get along, and that's it. And I'm like, oh, good. I don't have to, like, act a certain way. He doesn't have to try to act a certain way. We're just like, okay, like, that's it.
You just be you.
Finally, yeah. It's very rare to find in LA. Usually everybody's trying to get something. Even girls I used to date, like, I would find out later that they just wanted this. They were like, why don't you put me in your stories? I'm like, oh my gosh, why do you care about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just like, dang it, I hated it.
Yeah.
And like, until I found a good one, I'm like, finally, somebody who doesn't care.
That's the toxic side. I mean, dude, that's the whole reason why people move here in the first place. And that's the only reason how to, you know, move up in life. And here, at least here, is to use other people. In reality, it sucks, but that's the truth.
Yeah, that's just the industry.
That is the industry.
And it's like most like actors and stuff, they like had connections and they got in the door and then they just like, there you go.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
People, bro. I'm just kind of sad though because the sunlight's still going to go and it's 6 p.m. already.
Do you ever tan?
Have
you ever
tried
to purposely get like dark?
Oh, that's a good question. I
wonder
never.
How dark you could get.
I could probably be super dark.
I bet you could. I wonder, like, what's the darkest you ever got? Because after that crab trip was probably the darkest I ever got.
Oh, yeah?
When we were out in the sun forever. The next day, I was like, whoa, I was your color.
I could probably get so dark.
You probably could. I got to your dark, probably a little bit darker than you.
Yeah.
One time in that trip.
Dude, my daughter's already this dark.
Yeah.
She tan girl.
Yeah.
So, she's going to be dark. But I could get darker. I could be this dark.
No. I bet you could get, like, this dark. Because this is, like, dark. Wait, what is this now? Is this your base tan?
I don't think
you think you've
base.
Had a little bit
this
of sun?
This is, like, level 2.
Oh, okay.
Because I kind of just, you know, walk around in the backyard every now and then.
Oh, okay. So, you're not, like, Johnny Gilbert level.
Johnny Gilbert.
His is like the base. Yeah, he's like no melanin at all.
No, I think the lightest I've been was like 2020 when we stayed at home for like a month. That's probably it. Mm. The darkest I've been, I don't know.
I look at my butt sometimes just to see. I'm like, oh, I'm close to my base.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's how I always see.
Here's my base. You want to see?
You're right. You're level two.
Level two?
Yeah. Level two. Like you're not that much darker than your butt.
Okay.
What about me? Can you see here? I gotta go lower.
Not really. You gotta lower. I mean, that's a good way to look at your base.
Yeah.
Cause
this never gets out in the open. Can you tell? Is there even a line?
Go like this. Yeah, you're like level two as well.
Oh yeah. I like to get dark, but it's just. It takes so much work, and it's like I just gotta be lay out for like 30-45 minutes, for 3 days in a row, and then I'm dark.
Yeah, speaking of butt cheeks, dude,
but only for like a week.
I'm doing I'm running this half marathon thing this summer at Lake Tahoe with like Ian and like Ben and JY and them, but they're all getting tattoos at the same time.
Oh,
it's gonna say bastos. Which means dirty.
Are you gonna do it?
Inappropriate. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
where?
I'm gonna put mine right here under my butt cheek. It's gonna be fire.
Yeah, that's great. Oh wait, just because you guys grew up together?
I don't know. Ian just called me. He's like, "Hey, I got a question." I was like, "What?" I thought they were having another baby. He's like,
"Yeah."
You want down to get a tattoo? I was like, "Oh yeah, what?" Bastos, which means inappropriate or naughty in Tagalog. And
I said, kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bastos.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm gonna get it. It's nice.
How do you spell that?
Bastos.
Oh, so six letters. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bastos. Are you gonna do like cursive, like single line?
I have no. They already picked the design. I'm like,
dang.
I'm
so down. How many people is getting the matching?
Four.
So this will be your second matching tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be nice. I'm just gonna get tatted up, man. This whole leg. I'm just gonna fill it up.
Yeah.
F it.
I want you to get bulky.
I'm trying.
I don't know why I want this.
I don't know.
I told Roy weeks ago, I was like, dang, I want you to go through your bulky phase. Because we grew up with his dad who was like bulky, and now he's like slimmer and like more like health. But at his age, he was bulky. And then the next time I saw Roy, he's like, hey, I've been lifting. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And so I got all excited.
It's week three so far.
Week three.
Yeah.
Nice. What's your schedule? Like four times a week just lifting?
Five. So I do push, pull, and then legs, and then I do shoulders, and then arms.
Mm.
So a lot of eccentrics.
Just heavy.
Heavy.
Mm.
Yeah.
What, just free weights at home?
I do the tonal, and then do dumbbells, and then push-ups. I got the pull-up bar here. I mix it up, man.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not hurting, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So I got this so far.
You're already looking big. You're looking big. Are you like doing any diet or eating more protein or anything? Or protein shakes or
no? A lot of protein, a lot of creatine. I do a lot of just carbs here and there.
Nice.
Diet, not too crazy, but a lot of creatine, a lot of protein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just at our age, you just gotta try just cut sugar as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's crazy the results you get.
Like, oh yeah, what? For sure.
It's like you don't realize. Because all through your 20s and teenage years, you eat as much sugar as you want. It doesn't affect you.
Mm.
And then when you get to 30s, you're like, I didn't realize how much sugar affected me. Like, if we didn't eat that much sugar in our 20s, we would have been like, whoa. Oh, but like not puffy at all.
It makes you happy, bro.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I ate a lot of sugar. I ate more than my fair share of
sugar.
You
regret it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because my teeth. Mostly because my teeth. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I.
Do you floss?
Yeah.
Did you floss?
Not as much as I should have in my early 20s,
yeah. But yeah, dude, give me like 3 months, you'll see a little difference.
A little bow-bow.
But yeah, that's my progress.
It's been 3 weeks? You already look bigger, yeah. And then have you checked the weights? Have you gained weight, or?
I didn't check my weight.
Oh,
I didn't check it all, but that's all I got.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could do.
That's crazy, yeah. In like 3 months, it's going to be like, dang, dude, you got to get new shirts.
Yeah.
You can't, like, imagine, like, Guapo said he lost, like, 100-something pounds in, like, 6 months or 4 months or something.
Yeah.
Like, he had to change his whole wardrobe, probably.
Yeah, dude.
Like, you have to get all new, even underwear. You have to get all new clothes.
Oh, yeah, dude. Underwear? I like getting new underwear.
Do you get new underwear often?
Sometimes I go on trips, like, purposely not bring underwear so I could go to Target and buy new underwear.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just nice.
I probably get a new pack of underwear once a year, maybe.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I kind of wear out the underwear I have, and then then I'm like, okay, I should probably get some new ones.
I kind of like pulled a muscle when I was trying to flex you.
Dang.
So episode 100 is coming up.
Yeah.
What do you think we talked about on our first podcast?
I don't know. Probably our breakup or something.
Podcast.
I wonder if there's even like a little, you know, at the beginning of our pods, there's like the little trailer. I wonder if we had that back then.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I kind of want to see how far.
All right.
We come. I'm going to play episode one. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. We never would have broken. Oh, this one didn't count.
It was like a therapy session.
It's kind of like an interview
kind
of thing. Let's do episode two.
How many views did the first one get?
38K.
The first one?
Yeah.
I just feel like I am never enough.
Mr. Beast, you think he's happy?
I don't know if he's doing what he wants to do.
That's why we broke up with Sally.
Oh, yeah. Like, I had like a mental
break. A lot of breakups.
Oh, yeah, it's old set.
I was a dumbass.
Yeah.
A little bit of heat. Oh!
Oh, that's a cool intro. Oh, AI.
Uh-oh.
That was before Cancel.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
AI is crazy right now. AI is bad.
Why?
I don't know. Last time we had this conversation,
we looked the same.
I don't think it's gonna be like that this time.
I'm just kidding.
We were so young back then.
We're trying out this
2 years
thing,
ago,
everybody. We're doing a podcast. If you do end up liking this and you want to hear more of just the real us, I guess.
Oh, because we didn't have the set until probably like episode 10,
didn't.
Right?
Yeah,
but I feel like we're still doing the same thing, talking about the same thing.
Still not making money. Still,
I'm a dumbass.
Still just having fun.
I'm a dumbass. We start the podcast like, bro, I'm a dumbass, dog.
Yep.
See? There you go. And people are like, why is he a dumbass?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there a moment in your time where you actually felt like a dumbass? Like,
anytime I had to take a test in school.
Oh, wow.
Man, I was so bad at freaking school. It was so bad. Like, I
mean, some people are like, you know, are good at it. Some people aren't.
I just never did homework. Like, almost every day I would come, and then everybody would hand up their homework, and I don't know how I made it in life.
You'd
go
to class every day?
Yes.
Oh.
I would go to class, make jokes, and then that's it. And then, I just had bad grades nonstop. I don't know how I never
got
held back.
But you made the whole class laugh, right?
I did, yeah.
You sacrificed your school and academics for the goodness of people's laughter.
Willingly, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so that's
crazy.
That's you should get a medal for that. And schools need that. Every single grade needs a person like you. And I'm pretty sure people know someone from their school just like you.
I had people in between semesters or in between years, people would come and check my schedule so they could switch into my classes.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Dang, bro.
It was very common.
People, we never had a class together, right?
No, we didn't.
Dang.
I know, but you always said that you wish we did.
I know, bro. Yeah. You'd be like tickling me.
It was crazy. I was the kid that was like on the last day of school, I would stand up on the desk and just take my shirt off and start swinging around my head, and then the bell rings and that's the end of the school year. And I can't get in trouble. And so like that, every end of the school year, everybody be like, yo, do something.
Yeah.
The last day, because what are you going to do? There's like 30
nothing,
seconds
nothing,
left in the class.
Nothing.
Yeah.
See? I wish I had you, bro.
Dang.
All my people, you need a medal. I'm going to make you a medal to honor your sacrifice willingly to make other people's days.
Mm-hmm.
Because school is just dull.
It was crazy growing up because everybody always said I was interesting, but I wasn't interesting. It's just like the way my brain worked was interesting, but that was normal to me.
Yeah.
So everybody would be like, what? How did you even get to that? Like, how did you were talking about this. How did that even pop in your head?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. Like, what do you want me to do?
See?
I don't know.
You're not a dumbass.
No, you I'm say, not a dumbass.
See? You said, yeah, every time I'm in school,
yeah,
it's not a dumbass.
Yeah. No, I just couldn't pay attention.
Sacrifice.
I like could not pay attention. Like,
I know. You still can't.
I still can't.
Yeah.
Aaron and I went over to Aaron and Ronnie's the other day with Andrew and
yeah,
Alexis
yeah.
and Alana. We were all hanging out. And then they put like this brain puzzle on TV. It's like some channel they found. And like it just tells you like a riddle or a puzzle.
Yeah.
And then you just have to think about it. They give you a bunch of clues and you think about it. And then you talk about it and see if you come up with it. And then you press play and
yeah.
it tells you the answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The things were only 3 to 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I would zone out for at least 30 seconds in each one. And I couldn't participate. Because even they'd be like, Alex, okay, lock in. Here we go. It's like 3 minutes. I'm like, okay. And then I would look at the screen, but for at least 30 seconds, that puzzle said some word that triggered a memory. I thought about that memory. I zone out, even though I'm staring at the screen without blinking.
Yeah.
And I still can't retain it.
That's cool. That's okay.
Yeah.
You think that's weird? That's just you.
Yeah.
So that's cool, though.
Yeah,
that's cool. Well, did you get it right though?
No, I don't even. I didn't even know what the puzzle was about. I was like, and they're like, okay, guys, and I was like, I don't know, guys. I tried to pay attention that time. Oh. It's just hard because I think like when I'm trying to pay attention, I zone out, and for me, it feels like I zoned out for 5 seconds, but yeah. I actually zoned out for like a minute or 30 seconds. But like, you ever watch Scrubs going up?
I watched. At the beach one time, because you watched it.
Yeah.
In that little beach house.
Well, the main character, JD, he would always zone out in the middle of a conversation, and then it would be like 30 seconds, but to him, it was like 5 seconds.
Mm.
And then they're like, hey, hey. And he's like, oh. But he just zoned out. That's me.
Yeah.
Like, I can't control it. I've tried medicines, but
yeah,
they always make me feel funky, wonky. Like,
yeah.
Wonky town.
It's okay, man. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Still love you, though.
Yeah. Oh, thank
you.
You
are.
Thank you.
Say it back.
Oh, I love you too.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Riddle. You want to answer my?
Do you have a riddle?
I do one.
Okay.
Ready? For those listening, feel free to pause and think. Okay. All right. So there were three siblings: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What is the father's name?
Siblings.
No. Okay. There were three siblings.
Okay.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What is the father's name?
Is it really in here?
Yeah. There's an answer. One more time.
Okay.
There were three siblings.
Hmm.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What is the father's name?
Is this really? I'm supposed to know from just that information?
Yes, 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 yes.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, three siblings.
Okay, there are three siblings.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
What is the father's name?
I don't know.
What?
Give me a...
the father's name is what?
Yeah, but there was no question then.
What is the father's name?
That's not a question, because
that's
what
a statement.
Is the father's name? Yeah, so there's no question, so it's not a riddle. So I win.
You're a dumbass.
No, you didn't ask any questions. So how can I answer?
It's a
statement. That's not a question.
Man.
Got your ass.
You did get my
Uno
ass.
Reverse, what so, is the baby.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, there you go. So okay. You can
you
pay
got
attention.
Another one?
You can only do riddles like less than 30 seconds?
Yes.
Or? Oh.
Mm.
You know the cow one? You know the cow one. There were 30 chickens. And
yeah.
28 cows.
Okay.
How many
did? I know that one. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got.
You got no more?
You got some? I'm trying to go through my riddle.
I only know the kitty ones when I was little. It's like the blue house, red house one.
Oh, the White House?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Oh.
Greenhouse.
Greenhouse.
Yeah.
No, what is it?
So red house is made out of red bricks, blue house made out of blue bricks, white house made out of white bricks. What's a green house made out of?
Plants.
Glass.
Oh, yeah. What's in a greenhouse?
Yeah.
I went deeper. Sometimes you gotta go deeper.
You don't got no more?
Okay, I got one from memory.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a lady, right?
Yeah.
She left home.
Mm.
She took three left turns.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Three left turns. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, and she went back home, and there was a guy in the mask waiting for her. Where was she?
She was one turn from home.
No, bro. Okay, there was a lady.
Yeah.
Okay, she left home.
Yeah.
She took three left turns.
Yeah.
And she went back home.
Yeah.
But there was a mask. The man with the mask waiting for her. Where was she?
Minnesota.
Oh, bro.
Oh.
She was playing baseball, dog.
Oh, freaking, wait. Oh, freaking,
it.
Freaking.
Dang it.
Wouldn't it be four right turns to make it back
left.
Home?
We left
or
home.
Four left turns to get back home, though.
No, we go left home, right?
Yeah.
And then she left. And one,
two.
Well, to
three.
Leave home, you have to go left first. So that's one.
Girl, you're just mad you got it wrong.
Nah, it's four turns, that's right,
straight.
Chat?
No, you left home, go straight, left, left, left. You're home. And the guy with the mask is there.
Dang it.
Hey, you see that news thing?
What?
That, that Guapo was saying Iran was targeting West Coast.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I don't know. It's so hard. There's so many fake. It's just freaking internet, man. Propaganda, like, people will say anything to get clicks.
He said fear mongering.
They will say
earlier.
Anything. I'm it's like, crazy. Bro. It's like, what? You'll joke about war just so people will click it. Or you'll joke about somebody dying so people will click it and check.
Yeah, dude.
It's crazy.
You know what's wild?
What?
You see Bam Adebayo scored 83 points?
Yep.
That was crazy.
No.
You know, you saw that?
I know I saw that he did that, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck? That's good.
Coda
wild.
Is not feeling it with Yoda. Coda and Yoda. Yoda and Coda.
You have my name, but your name smells like gay. This is Yoda, everybody. This is
this is your uncle.
Uncle Yoda.
Uncle Yoda. Yeah, because it's your dad's dog. So it's your dad's. Wait, no, it's your brother. It's your dad's son.
It's my brother.
Oh!
What's up, brother?
And this is my daughter.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Holy moly.
Koda's like, she's all about her toys. Don't mess with her toys.
I'll give you any easy ones.
Yeah, give me
I'll
easy
give you 10 easy ones.
Okay, okay.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? These are easy. Let's see how many you get.
Okay, the more you take, the more you leave behind.
Yes, sir.
Wisdom.
That's a good one.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You take wisdom and then you leave wisdom.
Yeah. One more try.
Oh.
That's a good one. That could be an answer. You're right.
Is it?
No, it's footsteps.
Dang it!
Oh, yeah. I'm always hungry and will die if not fed. But whatever I touch will soon turn red. What am I?
Oh, say it again?
I'm always hungry and I will die if I'm not fed. But whatever I touch will soon turn red. What am I?
Venus flytrap.
Close. Fire. Okay, this is the easiest one. What gets wetter the more it gets
towel.
Dry? Okay, look at you.
Yeah, it's smart. You. Smart.
Okay,
smart.
What can be broken without being touched?
Heart.
Close. That's a good one. I promise. Same thing.
Promise, yeah.
Yeah, heart. Okay, that's it.
Dang, I'm too good.
You are good.
Dang. How did you go back to high school?
Six times nine.
54. No, 54, right? Yeah. I had to calculate.
Six times seven. That's the hardest one.
42.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Six times. Yeah. Because how do you do it in your head?
I do six times six is 36 plus six is 42.
Oh, I do seven times three is 21 times two is 42.
Oh, dang.
Dang. That's great.
Yeah.
This Wait, is like, which way do you guys do it? That way or this way?
7 times 7 minus 7.
What?
Whoa.
Oh, I guess that makes sense too. What did you do?
I remembered it when I was a kid.
Smart.
It's because if I had my abacus, it would be a lot easier.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Your abacus. If I had my pebbles.
Dang, that's crazy.
You know what I used to love about school? It's freaking, I wonder if they still do this, where you get a new agenda book. Remember when you get it every year in middle school and then you're like, oh, and then you can put all your schedule in there and it's just like a cool book. And usually the front was like one of those things where you can turn it and it turns the image. It changes the image. You don't remember those planners? Yeah.
My like unicorns sometimes.
And then it was like school brand. It was like, oh, you open it, it's like Carrington. It has like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Dang, somebody said.
Oh, tell him. You tell him.
Somebody said in chat the other day. Coda. They said, man. So are you going to be almost 40 when you have a kid? And I was like, yeah.
How old are you now? 36.
36
almost.
This month, yeah.
And
like
then
I was like, probably around 38, but that is close to 40.
38, 40, which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. I think men can have kids still whenever. It's just the females.
Yeah.
But you're saying if your kid grows up when they're like 20, you want to be kind of be like still young and strong.
Yeah, I just want to be able to keep up with them. But, you know, like I've always wanted to be a dad and a husband. But the older I get, I still, like, super want to be a dad.
Yeah.
And I was like, no matter what, I'm going to be a dad.
Yeah.
But the older I get, I'm like, I would be okay if we didn't have a kid.
Why? Why'd you say that?
No, I mean, I still, like, it's hard to say.
You want a kid, because
before
but...
I was 100%. Now I'm, like, 95%. So I'm, like, 5%, like, you know what? If it doesn't happen, it's okay.
Yeah.
But growing up, I was like, no matter what, I'm going to have a kid. I'm going to have a kid.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
What made you, what 5%, what did the 5%, like, something happen in
just,
your life? Or?
No, no, it's just, like, I'm just, I don't know.
You're just, like, yeah.
I'm just older, and, like, I care about... I mean, once the kid comes, it's going to change.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to...
Yeah, yeah.
And I bet I regret it. Will regret it if I didn't have a kid for some reason.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm not as, like, no matter what, I'm having a kid. Yeah. But
would
I definitely...
Would you adopt at that point? Or you would rather have no kid?
I don't know. That's a deep question. Cancel culture right now. I don't even know if we can...
I mean...
But I would prefer to have a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would adopt. I think it would be, I think I've always thought I would have a kid or two, like biologically, and then adopt.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to pick one, I would pick biological.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dang, girl. You protecting that Bluey.
Crazy.
Well, what's his name? I haven't gotten my Bluey phase yet, but Bluey is the blue one. This is Diego or something.
What is the popular one? Isn't Miss Rachel the big one right now?
The good one? Yeah.
Miss Rachel. That's the big one right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miss Rachel is good.
I've never seen one episode of Miss Rachel.
I saw it. It's pretty lit.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like, it's not like as like Cocomelon's like, go, 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 go.
Oh, it's not like that? I thought
it's
it was. Chill.
No, no, no.
It's just chill. He just threw up everywhere. And then walked in it.
You okay, Yoda? Good thing we got, a towel. Clean up later. You okay, dog?
Dang, that's crazy.
What?
Yoda just went blah, blah, blah.
Dang, Yoda, you good? He's probably just drank too fast.
Yeah, too fast. Yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah.
He's gonna knock over that camera for sure.
He drank so fast.
He's a bulldozer.
Oh my god, Yoda, you gotta slow down on your drinking, dude.
Dang.
That's how you get colic, bro.
So you have Miss Rachel phase coming up.
Yeah, I don't know. We're trying to, like, limit any screen time right now because it gets too... Because if you get screen time right now, it's kind of too engaging. Kind of mess up, like, the sleep
schedule.
Yeah, then
nothing excites them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they just, like, the clouds, the skies, they're just bored of it. They're
yeah.
Like, where's the screen at?
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're, yeah. Where's
I heard the same thing with sugar. Like, you're not supposed to give any sugar to a baby for, like, the first year. And then you see clips of videos of people being, like, oh, giving a first taste of, like, ice cream, one lick. And the baby's like... And then, like,
cocaine.
Oh, it's just one little lick. It's not going to change anything, but that alters the receptors in the brain immediately.
Whoa.
So they'll remember that one lick of sugar. So then once they get it again, it's going to, like, it'll, like, hit them again, and then they're just addicted to sugar.
Dude, I want my kids to hate sugar.
Yeah.
And love fruits.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. That's crazy. I did go to school with some kids like that. And I was like,
really?
What? And they, like, didn't have any craving for candy.
That's amazing.
They just never grew up with it. And they're like, I don't know.
They're like, oh, you have an apple? Oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the thing. I want them to eat nice.
Yeah.
Just because they want to.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
veggies,
so hard.
Like, ooh, carrots. Mm.
It's so hard to be a parent because, like, once they go to school, that's like so many other influences. There's nothing you can do.
Control it, bro. Another
kid can give them whatever they want.
Yeah, you got to teach them before they go to school.
Yeah,
that's the only time you got.
And you
got
to, like, not teach them. You got to, like, you got to, like, ingrain it in them.
Yeah.
To be
hey, don't
Yoda, you're gross. He's just eating his throw up.
Ew.
You're gross.
Yoda, you okay? So Yoda just threw up. He just drank so much water so fast, and he ran across the backyard. Now he's eating his throw up.
Man, I freaking hope that we freaking go to the Philippines. I've always wanted to, like, I never keep up with streamers, but I'll see streamers, like, go somewhere for a little bit or like do a little tour, like a week long tour. And then he brought up doing it in the Philippines, and I'm like, what? And he's like, I've never even been to the Philippines. I was like, dude, I am so freaking down. If we can get some brand to, like, sponsor us or, like, whatever, and we go there and we just have, like, Jollibee hoodies on all the time or something, or
yeah, dude.
I'm down to wear everything Jollibee forever.
Just like, even my underwear is Jollibee.
Yeah, you should. Do it.
I know. I'm hoping. He's talking to his agent. I'm hoping it actually works, but. His agent.
Agent. I was like.
Yeah.
I want to talk to my Asian.
Yeah, I haven't been. It's crazy. I had a phase where I went to the Philippines twice a year minimum for like 5 years in a row. And COVID. And now I haven't been back since.
It's okay.
I freaking loved it. I would look forward to that every year.
You can take my idea. Something I wanted to do in the Philippines.
What?
Nah, I'm just going to gatekeep it. Never mind.
I got to take it now.
You can't.
You already offered it. You can't take it back.
You know the Ryan Hay Trahan series where it's like he has a penny and then he traveled all across America?
Yeah.
Just do that with the Philippines.
That sounds hard. So I'm getting rid of my freaking Tesla. Because it's freaking crazy how much it was, and it dropped 60% depreciation. Yeah,
electric cars do that,
but
bro.
Also, the everything going on, the gas price is going to go up.
That's true. You might as well get a used
Toyota electric. Camry.
You order that. Make sure it's hybrid,
I was thinking
though.
About it, because my first car ever was a Toyota
Camry.
No, don't
get that, though.
Why?
What if you could...
it lasts so long, and I loved it.
But don't you need space sometimes?
It has a lot of space.
Like trunk space?
Yes.
Okay,
you're
good.
You'd be surprised. Like, that was the perfect car, first car ever. It was, like, a nice car for a first car ever.
Uh-huh,
it was the one that was spinning in Toyota dealership when I went to go get it.
You named it Tomato.
I did. Tom.
You did. Tom. Tom.
But I did. I freaking love that car. It had speed. It had space. It had longevity. Like, it could have lasted, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
You
can't go wrong with Toyota, though. They don't depreciate that much.
Honda either, yeah.
Honda, too.
Honda and Toyota, yeah. So I was like, I could get a fancy car, but I've had a Mercedes AMG. I've had a Tesla Model X Plaid.
That's 20s.
Yeah,
that's like 20s
vibes. I'm over it. I just want a car that will last me 15 years, 10 years, and my kids will remember that as my first car.
Oh.
And they'll be like, wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm getting a minivan.
Yeah, you're getting a minivan.
I said, because I have a Mercedes SUV thing. It doesn't have a sliding door, so I just want the sliding doors.
That's crazy. I'm gonna respond to him right now.
Did he respond?
No, because mine didn't go through.
Oh.
I said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for the wait. I thought I sent the pics days ago, but it never went through. Here are the pics. And then I'm just gonna send the pics. And then he's gonna figure it out. Hey, doggy. What, you want to say something? You're not saying anything. Uh-oh, Coda does not like that you're on me. She's like, that's my man.
Uh-oh, Coda, what you going to do? It's Coda with a Y.
You are crazy. What do you just want to smell my breath? You're not even trying to lick me or anything.
Oh,
not even trying to do nothing.
Come here.
That's crazy.
You're a dense dog. You're funny. Okay, anyways. Yeah, I'm getting a minivan. I think it's that life, bro.
That's crazy. But I saw the minivan. It does not look like a minivan.
It just looks like an...
It looks like a spacious SUV.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's a
with sliding doors.
A Kia Carnival. It's just an SUV with sliding doors.
Coda, be good girl. It's crazy.
But wouldn't, if you get a car, you would... You're so used to like being a little bit elevated off the ground.
Yeah.
You don't mind going being a little close?
No. As long as it's not like the Mercedes AMG GTS that I had.
Yeah,
which
I remember that.
That was like 6 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
And it took me, I had that car for a few years. It took me probably like 2 months to get used to getting in and out of it.
Oh, wow.
But without being like, and then eventually I was like, oh, boom. And I was like, good on it. But like, I never want to have a car that low again.
Yeah.
It was so dumb. You have to go so, I already go slow for speed bumps, but you have to go so slow for, and you have to take every little ramp you take, you have to go diagonal.
Yeah.
Coda.
All I hear is ramps.
Coda. No. No. That was risky. That was risky. I made mistakes. I've made mistakes in my life. And that was one of them.
This is a wild.
That was risky. I'm so glad Matt grabbed the cameras because I didn't even think about that.
That's okay,
thinking, oh, I just got to get through the cameras. I didn't think about the dogs. That was crazy.
Woo. Risky business.
But yeah, I'm.
Yeah, I'm curious what he would say.
What, Shim?
Yeah.
Yeah, about what, car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd probably be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I
honestly,
you
probably say
like,
yeah, sure. Here's a Camry. Here's a hybrid version of it.
I'll be like, I could use
one,
or I'll be like, I could use the used or new, whatever. But this is the price, like, that I want to go to. If you can send me options, I want something with like a resale value.
If he's, so, because like he, I can't believe the freaking Tesla, man. I can't believe how much it dropped. It's like worth nothing now, and it's the top of the line Tesla you can get.
Worst cars to buy are like electric vehicles right now, and like sports cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got rid of the Model X and the Model S, the sports car version of Tesla.
The Plaid?
Just the X and the S because they weren't selling. They're just like so high end, like nobody wants it. So they're getting rid of the S, they're getting rid of the X. And there's X, then there's the Y, and then there's the S, three? And then there's the 3.
So it's only three, the 3 and the Y.
Yes. So what? They're getting rid of the Y too. So it's just So it's just the 3, which is everybody. That's like by far the car they sell the most because it just makes sense for people. Yeah. I got a butthole on my knee. And then they're merging the Y and the X, and they're making a new car that's like just in between. So it's not two options; it's just one option. And that way they can sell. So if you want an SUV, you get whatever the XY.
Got it.
And then if you want the 3, you get the 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lease a new. If you gotta get an electric vehicle, I learned this from a broker. Always lease a new electric vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a used electric vehicle. That's the move.
And the insurance is crazy. When you have a high-end electric vehicle like that, the insurance is crazy on it.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, we still have money, but we don't have the crazy amount of money coming in like we used to.
Yeah, of course.
So like, I've just gone into such budgeting mode. Like even the smallest, before I used to just throw money like crazy.
Yeah.
I used to tell my friends, I'm like, hey, if you run every day for 30 days, 5 miles a day, I'll give you $20 a day. For nothing, for no reason.
Is
just
that still
to,
a pet thing?
No. Oh, No. Oh. Yeah, Matt was one of them.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Dang. Yeah.
And like, I used to just be like, wow, I have so much money. And I still, but I was like, I'm making like over six figures, over $100,000 a month.
Mm.
And I was like, and my friends are making like $3,000 a month. My dad's calling. Should I answer?
Yeah, sure.
Dad,
what's up?
I am on a podcast, and the podcast can hear you now.
What's up?
Hey.
Oh, my mom's there too. Everyone's here too.
What's up?
What are you guys doing?
How's the baby?
We're going to the grocery store.
Baby's good.
Grocery store?
Yep.
There you go.
Baby's getting big.
Baby's big. You're a big girl.
Almost 3 months.
Nice. 3 months.
Almost 3 months.
No, 3 months already.
Oh, 3 months
since yesterday.
Oh my gosh, 3 months you're old.
No.
I heard your mom and dad stay with you now.
Yeah, they're here. Papa's working at UCLA now.
Mom's
mom's gonna work there end of month.
There you go.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So they're chilling.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very
good. Yeah.
Yeah, we just called to say what's up and see if you're gonna stream later.
I'm gonna stream later. I'm not sure what I'm gonna do, but Alexis is gone for a few days, so I gotta figure out. I haven't streamed alone in so long. I don't even know what I'm gonna do.
I'm playing Fortnite. If you don't play some Fortnite,
yeah.
And Andrew's streaming too.
Oh, what's he doing?
Let's play some Fortnite. Andrew, I don't know. He's going live here in a minute. I'm not sure what he's streaming.
Okay, well, if you can talk Andrew into Fortnite, I'll play Fortnite with you too.
All right. I think Aaron. I talked to Aaron earlier. He said he might play Fortnite also.
All right, let's do a family stream together. We'll all stream together, and we'll combine our chats, and we'll just play Fortnite.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me.
You all scream for ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Got it.
That's a joke. You didn't even laugh.
I did laugh.
I laughed. That's like,
I didn't hear you.
No, I laughed so hard. It was one of those silent laughs.
No, I laughed. I think the iPhone like mutes laughter nowadays.
I think we're laughing too loud. It canceled out.
It does that. It's weird.
Do you have any other jokes?
Say hi to your mom and dad.
Okay.
Do you have any other jokes, mom?
Kiss to baby.
Okay.
Do you have any other jokes for us?
Nada.
None?
There you go, see?
There you go.
There you go.
You're so silly, Alex.
No.
I want to see the baby.
Dad, when you had 3 kids, was that a lot?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's like, it was expensive.
Oh, price wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was, but it was definitely worth it. But it's just, it's a lot to do, a lot of stuff going on. Not in a bad way, but in a good way.
Well, like, money-wise, how long were you, like, you think, struggling? Because three kids, and, like, we were living in an apartment and stuff. How long until you, like, you're like, okay, we're good now? Like, 5 years?
No. I think we were good the whole time.
No, yeah, we were good the whole time. We were fed and, like, taken care of. Coda! We were fed and taken care of and stuff. But, like, when were you, like, oh, like, it wasn't like you were like, oh, my gosh, I got to go to work. I got to do the extra hours and stuff.
I don't know. I didn't look at it like that.
Two jobs too.
Yeah, you both worked a lot. Yeah, I didn't say that. You both worked a lot. I was just wondering. Cause I was like, dang, when it's just like, cause like I have some friends that like surprise like babies, and then they like definitely don't have enough to take care of a baby, but then they make it work and they figure it out, and they just like struggle for a few years until they get like good again, on their feet again.
No, I got you.
Yeah, I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant. I'm just
I'm saying what?
Because you had a lot of kids. I was like, dang, there was four of us. That's a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot, but I didn't see it as a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never saw it as a struggle or anything. You just do it and you get through it, and
yeah,
it works out fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Dang. Well, I guess it's not that hard. You should have four.
I mean, working on it.
You want four?
Huh?
You want four?
I mean, we have four.
Well, you might as well fill in the minivan. Like, you got it. You got to fill it up.
Yeah, in-laws, parents, friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
How many seats you got?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Okay, we got to put this toy away. I'm going to put it in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Coda,
yeah.
All done.
Oh, literally in the bathroom.
Yeah, because they're just fighting over
it. Yeah. Sorry about the podcast, y'all. A lot of dog thing.
Yeah, we got a lot.
They're still fighting.
Coda's just like, I don't understand what's happening.
She said, I don't like how you have your name close to my name.
You know, Alexis is like, she's at her big role. She's only for a couple days. But then like next month or like this month or sometime, she's going to be filming. She's going to be, don't touch that, Leo. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yoda threw up right under Leo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
oh, this is so bad.
Leo,
oh, no.
Who is right there with the sound.
He is right.
He doesn't like throw up.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you going to do?
He's directly under you.
He said, why'd you put the toy in the bathroom, Leo?
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Leo, you are hovering like 1 foot above all this throw up.
You shouldn't have said anything.
Let us know in the comments what other guests you guys want, because I think Dietrich said he was super down. I'd love to catch up with Dietrich.
Yeah, catch up with Dietrich.
He's one of the few friends that, like, you know, you have some friends that, like, you see him around.
Yeah.
And then you have some friends you see often.
Yep.
He was one of the friends that we got along super well, and I would see him around.
Mm-hmm.
And after my big breakup with Lauren,
yeah,
because it was like my first big breakup, it was like a big online, yeah, like,
you haven't
crazy
seen him since?
No. I did see him every once in a while, but that was the first time that we hung out without a friend group and without like VidCon or some event.
Oh.
And he hit me up just to come and check on me, and we just hung out and
that's so nice.
Yeah, and I think that's the only time we ever hung out one-on-one without filming video, without doing anything.
He was one of the first collabs we did when we moved here.
Yeah.
I remember.
He's just like a super good guy. He's just like Guapo. Like back, he's like an old version of Guapo.
Mm-hmm.
Like back in the day. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. So I'd love to catch up with him, see what he's doing now. I don't know what he's doing.
Hit him up.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Episode 100 next time.
Is that going to be Dietrich's episode 100?
Could be. Yeah.
Let's go.
Something special. Let us know.
Yeah.
What we should do? We should celebrate. That's a big number.
That is a big number. Yeah, 100.
100.
That's crazy.
100 episodes. That's a lot.
Yeah.
How are we still doing this?
I don't know. I mean, we definitely don't do it for the money.
Nope.